This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Thursday, November 27, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Wednesday, the Department of Minerals and Energy's Director of Nuclear Non-Proliferation, Elsie Monale, said that South Africa would implement interventions with regard to the export of uranium. This is to ensure that the country retained an adequate supply for its own electricity generation needs. Monale said that South Africa and Southern Africa had an abundance of uranium and that the country should benefit from its minerals. She noted that South Africa was currently supplying uranium only to the export market and wouldn't be drawn on how the DME or government planned to intervene in the export of uranium. However, former Deputy Director General Gordon Sibiya said that the government wouldn't nationalize uranium mines. He said the intention of such intervention was purely to ensure that South Africa had sufficient stocks of uranium to satisfy its own generation needs.
Our minister said that we need to benefit from our resources, that is also including uranium, and that we need to reinforce our nuclear activities.
JSE-listed fertilizer, chemical and explosive producer Omnia warned that its agriculture division was unlikely to keep up its growth in the 6 months ahead. The agriculture division is currently its main contributor to profit. MD Rod Humphreys said that results from its agriculture division were bound to decline by about 10% year on year in the second half of its financial year. This was mostly owing to the credit crunch currently affecting the markets, as well as a result of farmers cutting back on fertilizer demand. Although demand would still be strong, interim results for the six-month period ended September would also not be equaled. The agriculture division doubled its revenue in the interim period from 971 million rand to 2.1 billion rand. Operating profit surged by 311%.
Well, I think we're in maybe a unique situation. You know, clearly one can't forecast these things with any degree of certainty. The impacts of the global downturn are perhaps still to be felt. But having said that, you know, I think there's still very strong demand for agricultural products. There's huge momentum behind our driving force, if you like, in the mining industry, where we're still seeing major demand for all of our products.
Also making headlines, South Africa's power is tight after a nuclear unit is shut down. The Vatican unveils its ambitious solar energy plans. Renewable energy company Principal Energy plans to start building a $290 million bioethanol plant in Mozambique in 2009. And Kenya starts a $99 million oil pipeline expansion. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.